Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Hey, good evening, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thanks for joining us on The Bright Side. Our number 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you have questions about the longevity products or longevity business, we're here for you on The Bright Side. We love hearing from you on The Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number, and we will get to your calls in our next segment. Bottom of the hour, we'll talk to Dr. Christine Van Horn, author, teacher, speaker, author of multiple books about character and values. She led a program called the Character Club. She has an online course called Wisdom Decisions. And we're going to be talking about the difference between wisdom and intelligence and how to utilize and leverage character and integrity and wisdom in a crazy world to try to make life more bearable, more enjoyable, more functional, to improve our quality of life. Christine, Dr. Christine Van Horn, bottom of the hour. Your calls next segment, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470 to speak to a member of the Brightside Ben phone team. Ask about joining the Brightside Ben team for a one-time fee. You can be in business for yourself. If you're an entrepreneur, it's an ideal business opportunity. You can be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement field and help change lives with the most fundamental, at the most fundamental level there is, which is the level of good health and nutrition. That's what longevity is all about. Call 866-735-2470 or head to my website, brightsideben.com, or my blog, pharmacistben.com, or our news stories, blog posts, and videos, which are up at criticalhealthnews.com, and click on the Join the Team link, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com, or you can call 866-735-2470 for more information. Dr. Christine Van Horn, bottom of the hour. Your call is next segment, 844-236-6010. I want to continue talking about this fabulously, incredibly valuable amino acid found in high-protein foods, methionine, a building substance important for frail folks, elderly folks, people recovering from surgery, bodybuilders, athletes, neonates, kids. Alcohol drinkers need more methionine than other folks. Alcohol drinking can deplete the body of methionine. And while animal proteins, methionine is found in animal proteins, while animal proteins are demonized, the best way to enjoy methionine is by eating meat and fish and dairy and eggs. Animal protein is the best source of methionine, although if you're a vegetarian, you can get your methionine from beans and legumes, but we know that beans and legumes come with some problems. It's interesting. People think that not you guys, I'm sure, but a lot of folks think that, oh, animal foods are problematic, plant foods are safe and benign and gentle. Nobody's allergic to steak. There's no such thing as a hamburger allergy. But lots of people experience joint problems, autoimmune issues, skin problems by eating beans or tomatoes, nightshades. For example, tomatoes and potatoes and peppers contain all kinds of molecules that can exacerbate inflammatory health issues, arthritis, autoimmune issues, mess up the skin. I can't tell you how many times I've taken kids off of beans and burritos and legumes, peanuts, and soy, and seen their skin improve within days. All that being said, and all the time we spent talking about the critical significance of this really, really important anabolic that is building amino acid, there are some researchers and some nutritionists who believe that it's actually not a good idea to ingest too much methionine. Now, I don't know what too much means. No one ever defines too much when they say don't eat too much. But anyway, these researchers believe that if you restrict your methionine levels, your longevity can be increased. There are actually people who say that. Less methionine means longer life. These people also say that when you lower your methionine, you're going to reduce your risk for cancer. Lowering methionine is an anti-cancer strategy, according to these nutritionists, and whether it's to prevent cancer or to slow down its progression, methionine, according to these folks, is related to the progression or the incidence of carcinogenesis. And they have a point in the sense that cancer is a growth issue and methionine is a growth substance. Methionine is a precursor to all kinds of proteins in the body, and when it's ingested from an evolutionary perspective, it signals growth. Historically, at least in terms of the evolution of the human body, ingestion of methionine means we just killed a woolly mammoth, because that's where methionine was coming from. It was coming from meat, or a whale, or a buffalo. And that meant to the body that times were good. There's no starvation. It's time to grow. It's time to build. The problem is, we don't live in the Neolithic African savanna. No one is starving. In fact, the exact opposite is true. We're all getting an excess of calories, and growth-stimulating substances are in the standard American diet, in fact, in the standard human diet, at levels never before seen. Fat, sugar, and protein. Under conditions of starvation, the body adapts by slowing down metabolism, by slowing down anabolic chemistry, by conserving nutritional resources. And this is where these nutritionists get the idea that by conserving resources and by kind of slowing down growth and slowing down metabolism, you can increase longevity. People say that lowering methionine is like calorie restriction. Lowering methionine has the same chemistry as calorie restriction. And they point to the fact that methionine restriction can lower levels of something called IGF-1, insulin-like growth factor 1, which is similar to insulin, insulin-like, and it's associated with accelerated aging. And we know that lowering protein will lower your IGF-1. But that doesn't mean that lowering protein is necessarily a good idea. It turns out when you lower protein, you also lower your calories, and it could be that it's not the protein restriction, but the calorie restriction that is providing these anti-aging and IGF-1 lowering benefits. Sure, lowering methionine is going to slow down building. That's true. But that doesn't necessarily relate to cancer protection or to longevity. And there's a lot of better ways to lower your IGF-1, to lower your insulin, to lower your insulin-like growth factor, and to get the benefits of calorie restriction. Lowering methionine may give you some of the benefits of calorie restriction, but it's also going to lower your availability or your levels of a very, very, very important building protein, building amino acid, in addition to an important methylating amino acid. I don't want to get too much into methylation. We'll talk about that in a coming Bright Side episode, but a lot of folks are concerned about MTHFR. I can't tell you how many times I hear somebody say, well, I had my genes tested, and I have an MTHFR gene, a reductase gene issue. That's so stupid. That is the biggest bunch of malarkey, this MTHFR reductase deficiency. Just methylate. Give yourself methylating agents. And your MTHFR, the enzyme, it down-regulates when you're not healthy. It down-regulates when you eat lousy. It down-regulates when you live the standard American lifestyle. It doesn't down-regulate because you've been cursed by God. Anyway, that's a whole other story. Methionine is a methylating agent. It can help folks who have an MTHFR deficiency. And so lowering methionine is not a great strategy. Yes, you will lower your IGF-1, likely, because you're telling the body not to build, but there's better ways to lower your insulin, to lower your IGF-1, to increase longevity, to reduce your risks of cancer. And we talk about those ways all the time. They're very simple. We'll continue and come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. You are listening to The Bright Side. Dr. Christine Van Horn, bottom of the hour, your calls. Next segment will return right after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We're going to talk to Dr. Christine Van Horn, author of Teach Your Children Timeless Truths in Uncertain Times. At the bottom of the hour, talk about the difference between wisdom and intelligence and
talk about her program called The Character Club and her online course called Wisdom Decisions that guides parents on how to teach kids character traits and life skills. Our kids today definitely need life skills more than ever before, and that's what our school should be teaching, actually, in addition to reading, writing, and arithmetic. Dr. Christine Van Horn is an educator as well as an author. We'll talk to Dr. Van Horn at the bottom of the hour and get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. So I got lots more to say about this methionine, and you may hear in the future about methionine restriction, restricting your methionine, because methionine is a building substance. This is kind of a medical strategy to slow down cancers, the progression of cancers, to prevent cancers, is to reduce the intake of building substances. And they make no distinction between sugar as a building substance and insulin as a building substance and anabolic amino acids as a building substance, which is unfortunate. We'll talk about that and some better ways that you can slow down the aging process and improve the prognosis of cancers or eliminate cancers or prevent cancers that don't have anything to do with reducing or eliminating or restricting in any way the intake of this super, super important amino acid. All right, we'll do that in our next Brightside episode. 844-236-6010 is our number. Hang tight. We'll get to you in a minute. I read this story that caught my attention. This was an article on Axios, which is some news site. I don't know what, Axios.com. The healthcare system rethinks obesity. Now doctors and medical experts want us to think of obesity as a disease rather than a lifestyle issue. The reason I think this is important and why I think it's problematic is because once the medical model names something as a disease, they own it. You know, when I do my longevity talks, or when I do my Zoom calls with Becca, or when I do interviews with George Norrie, or whatever it is where I'm promoting longevity, I have to be really careful about saying arthritis or saying diabetes, because the medical model owns those names. If I say chromium and vanadium can be used for diabetes, the medical model will get very mad, and they may sue somebody because they own the name diabetes. They own the name multiple sclerosis. Sure, I can say deteriorating neurology, or I can say blood sugar problems or pancreatic issues, but I can't say diabetes, and I can't say multiple sclerosis. If I say selenium can help you with your diabetes, I get in big trouble, and the person on the radio who's interviewing me or the radio station also gets in big trouble, because the medical model owns the name diabetes. See, disease names, diagnoses, are brand names. They're like Kleenex. They're copyrighted. They're trademarked, and they own them, and I can't say them, because if I say them, I can get in big trouble, because it's theirs. And now they want to do that with lifestyle issues like obesity. So now, if this goes through, if they decide that obesity is a disease, I can't say obesity. I can't say that you got to do your Fit Shake if you're obese, because they own it. This is the scam of medicine. This is the scam of the healthcare business, the business of healthcare, which doesn't take care of anybody's health. It takes care of people's sickness. It's a sickness care industry. It's not a healthcare industry, and it's definitely an industry. And I'm not ripping on any particular doctors, because doctors are good people for the most part. I have a lot of friends who are doctors, and they really go into the business to help people. It's the paradigm. It's the model. It's the model that's twisted and evil. And I say evil because it purports to help people, but as it becomes more pervasive and as its claws become more entrenched into our lifestyle, we get sicker and sicker. Do you know the lifespan of average American has declined the last 2 years? We have more doctors and diagnoses and devices and insurance plans and advices, and we know more about the molecular nature of cells and how they work than ever before, and we're sicker than ever before, and we're the fattest culture that ever lived, and the sickest culture that ever lived, and the most cancer-ridden and diabetes-ridden, and we still deify the medical model. We still lionize the medical model. We still think it's all that in a bag of chips, and it's not. Because it doesn't address health, it addresses sickness. It doesn't know how to address health, because it doesn't even matter that it doesn't know. It's not capable of addressing health, because health is not medical. Let me say that again. Health is not medical. Medical is for trauma. Medical is for injury. And yes, when you have trauma or injury, you want surgery. You want a doctor. You want somebody to fix you. But when it comes to our health, that's lifestyle. That's our business. And even if they happen to decide that obesity is now a disease and they're going to own the name obesity and own the term obesity, that doesn't mean that it's theirs. It's ours, for better or worse. It's a lifestyle issue. It's not a medical issue. And you can't be pharmacologicalized or surgerized or medicalized in any way to not be obese without interfering with the body's very delicate, very tightly organized, very nano-architected biochemistry and biology. All right. 844-236-6010. Let's go to the phones. Dr. Christine Van Horn at the bottom of the hour. Mary in Oregon. What's going on, Mary?
Hi, Ben. I'm
Hi,
on
Mary.
A cellular connection.
Oh, my God. You sound so clear. Clear as a bell. That's awesome.
Great.
Nice to hear your voice. What's going on? Thanks for hooking me up with Sherry, by the way. And she does not need to be intimidated. I definitely want to talk to her.
I know that. You know that. I have a quick question, and then if you want and you have time, I'll talk about sound health. But my quick question is, you were talking about the face recently. Now, I've never used soap on my face, but I believe you said to kind of be delicate around the face. Well, what I do every day is just take a washcloth, and then I kind of vigorously, you know, not too vigorously, but vigorously, go around my whole face. So that's probably okay, right?
With a washcloth?
Yeah.
Heck yeah. Not only is it okay, it's good for you. It's like exercise. A washcloth shakes up the surface. The skin is grows from the bottom to the top, and the very tippy top, it's called the barrier or the stratum corneum if you want to be fancy about it, and that barrier serves a protective function, and nature has mandated that that barrier turns over. It flops off into the air. Do you know 50% of the average dust ball is somebody's skin cells that have flopped off into the air from their skin barrier? And that skin barrier is constantly flopping off, and when it flops off, it triggers the growth of more cells and a stronger barrier. It's like exercise. So the more you can stimulate that stratum corneum barrier and encourage what's called desquamation. Desquamation is the flopping off of those cells via a process, a mechanical process that you're doing with a washcloth called exfoliation. You don't just need a washcloth. You can do a lot of things. I use alpha hydroxy acids to do it. You're turning everything on. You're upregulating new cell growth. You're upregulating the production of moisture factors. You're upregulating collagen production. You're upregulating hyaluronic acid production. You're getting better, healthier skin. So yes, heck yes, a washcloth is great. But I would be using alpha hydroxy acids. That's even better. And you're dropping the pH of the skin too, in addition to exfoliating. So yes, that's awesome. And by the way, soap is alkaline. The skin is acid. As we get older, as our skin becomes thinner and weaker and more fragile, if we're suffering from eczema or dry skin, we tend to have more alkaline skin. So dropping the pH of the skin using things like alpha hydroxy acids, glycolic acid and such, can help drop the pH of the skin and make the skin healthier, and can stimulate the growth of various health-inducing and beauty-producing factors inside the skin. So yes, exfoliation is great. Washcloth's great. I like alpha hydroxy acids the best. We're out of time. Call back next Saturday. I'd love to talk to you, Mary. Thanks so much. Have a beautiful evening. Dr. Christine Van Horn coming up next. You're listening to The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We shall return right after this break. Don't go away.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends Glucogel from Youngevity.
Get on the Glucogel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the Glucogel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints as well as the circulatory system. And also, the Glucogel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The Glucogel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering Glucogel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
USA News Update. The U.S. is providing $100 million in disaster relief aid to Turkey and Syria after a devastating earthquake slammed the countries earlier this month. That's according to Secretary of State Antony Blinken, who visited the hardest hit areas in Turkey earlier today.
We're here to stand with the people of Turkey and Syria in the wake of this devastating earthquake.
A massive winter storm is set to slam parts of the country this week. Forecasters show it's that's expected to start Tuesday in the Northwest, where heavy snow is likely to fall in the mountains of Montana, Idaho, and Wyoming. By midweek, the storm system will strengthen as it moves southeast, affecting the Rocky Mountains to the Great Lakes region. Nobody picked all six numbers in the latest Mega Millions jackpot. The jackpot rolls over Tuesday to $104 million. Dave Collins, USA News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
On the Bright Side, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air week and evening, Saturdays and Sundays, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, and 24/7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com, also pharmacistben.com and criticalhealthnews.com. If you're looking for longevity products, you can also find a Join the Team link that you can click on all three of our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. If you're interested in starting a home-based business and being part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement field and helping change the world with the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program, you can also just get your longevity products at a wholesale price for a one-time fee. Hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Or you can call 866-735-2470 if you want to speak to a real life flesh and blood human, 866-735-2470. You can also order Longevity products by calling 866-735-2470 or directly off the websites brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. Also want to remind you to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated by myself and my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health issues, including post-surgical scarring, prevention of post-surgical scarring, eczema, psoriasis, acne, and plain old dry skin and wrinkled aging skin. All our Truth Skin Health products are made without preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers. Nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want, just 100% active and functional ingredients. Lots of fat-soluble vitamin C, high concentrations of retinol, ionic plant-derived minerals, alpha-hydroxy acids, as well as hyaluronic acid and glycogen, and transdermal delivery systems to get those active ingredients to the cells. Check out all our Truth Skin Health products at Truth Treatments with an S. TruthTreatments.com. TruthTreatments.com. All right. I am looking forward to speaking to our guest today. Dr. Christine Van Horn is an author, a teacher, a speaker. She's written multiple books about character and values. She's led a program called Character Club, as well as an online course called Wisdom Decisions that guides parents on how to teach character traits and life skills to the children in our lives. She's got a doctorate in theology, as well as being a she's also a certified emergency manager. And Dr. Christine Van Horn is the author of Teach Your Children Timeless Truths in Uncertain Times. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Dr. Christine Van Horn. Hey, Dr. Van Horn.
Hi, Ben. Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be on with you.
And thank you so much for your work. I think it's super, super, super important. And tell me what you think of this, but I've always thought that the problems we have in our culture, it seems obvious that we have problems, is really based on poor education of children. What do you think about that?
It really is. And, you know, back when I was in school, like in the, late 50s, early 60s, teachers were able to teach more character-based things in school, and they are not able to do that today. So more and more responsibility rests with families, and it's often hard for families to do. Parents are, often it's both parents that are working. There's so many activities. There's so many things that are going on. It makes it difficult, but you are right. It is an educational problem.
Do you think our educational system is just antiquated? Is it doomed? Does it have to be restructured from the bottom up? Like the whole apple cart has to be turned over? I mean, when you think about the education system, it's kind of based on like industrial revolution theory and social theories, and we're so past that. Do you think we have to reorganize and rethink how we educate kids from the bottom up?
I think we do, but the worldview is very skewed in different directions, and it's really not focused on helping the children. Let me give you an example. I read a report just today that talked about several states. On the average, their children could not pass the math exams that they needed to do. Mm. So even going back to like the basic things like that are so important. And, let me give you another example, geography. When I was in school, I took geography. Yeah. I know where countries are. I know what, they produce. Kids today don't have that feel, so I think they don't have a real good understanding of the world in general, because they just don't have an understanding like I had when I was in school.
Are you ever worried that that's just like our generation, like not understanding the younger generation, like the get off my lawn thing, okay boomer thing? Like we don't understand kids. You ever think that that's possible? Are we trying to impose our vision of how kids should be in a modern world that, or in an ultra modern world that is kind of past that? Do you ever worry about that?
Well, let me answer that in two ways. Number one, the older generation, like me, we didn't have things like social media and cell phones and lived through pandemics as a kid and not be able to go to school. So they do have different views on things than we have today. But things like character and treating each other with respect.
Those are timeless.
They are timeless. And that's like my book, The Timeless Truth.
Yeah, right.
There's things that are timeless, and those are the things that need to be brought back.
That's really good.
And timeless for all kids. It really is.
So what about the whole woke thing? The woke thing says that you don't apply timeless truth or impose timeless truths on people, that you let them do it themselves. Like even gender, which is about as timeless as it gets, is almost like it's, you know, verboten to talk about gender now.
We have to go back to what character is. We have to go back to, I mean, for me, it's biblical values. I mean, we have to go to the foundation of our country. You know, a lot of this stuff that's all this woke stuff, it isn't what the founding fathers of our country envisioned for us. And that all changed, sadly, in my generation, like the 60s and 70s. So, you know, I guess it's somebody who's in my age group that can look both ways. So I can look back to what it was like when I was a kid and then see where the changes started coming with the rights and the rebellion and all of that in the 60s and 70s and see where we are today with all this woke stuff. But the woke stuff is continuing to perpetuate problems and build the problems. It's not solving them. And just, you know, even just a look of being rational says this is not going well where we are today and how difficult it is for kids. So it has to start at a grassroots level, I do believe, like with the parents and the grandparents, starting to teach right things to their kids, you know, whether it's character traits or what I call life skills, like problem solving, you know, and time management and things like that.
Yeah.
It's got to occur at that grassroots level.
So reading, writing, and arithmetic are obviously important, but those, everything you just talked about, I don't know if they're equally important, but they're pretty darn important too. Time management, critical thinking, resilience, persistence, problem solving. So shouldn't schools be in the business of teaching all of those? Wouldn't a healthy education system, I should say, be teaching all of those in addition to reading, writing, and arithmetic? And why isn't that happening, in your opinion?
Because there's so much time that is spent on all these, you know, woke type things that, you know, we're teaching gender identity instead of these other things that
I'm going to take a break, Dr. Van Horn. And I'm glad you said that because I was going to ask you what your pronouns were, but now I'm not going to, so I appreciate you saying that. Just kidding, Dr. Van Horn. All right, Christine Van Horn is with us. Teach your children timeless truths in uncertain times. Her website, drchris.co. More with Dr. Christine Van Horn on the Bright Side right after this.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back on the Bright Side, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Dr. Christine Van Horn, author of the book Teach Your Children Timeless Truths in Uncertain Times. Dr. Van Horn, so what is the number one timeless truth that we can teach our kids in uncertain times?
Well, there are five that I think, and I want to address one of them. Last week you had Gopi Nair on your show, and he talked about the extreme importance of gratitude. I know Gopi, and I agree with him that that is extremely important. I have it listed as thankfulness. My others, and you can choose one we can delve into a little bit further if you would like, but it's respect, thankfulness, honor, truthfulness, and kindness. And I think these are the ones that if we were to focus our effort on with our children, it would turn things around. You know, you just look at all these horrible things that are going on in the news and how poorly people are treating each other. If there was respect, if there was honor, you know, all of these things, it wouldn't occur. You know, kindness, truthfulness, you wouldn't see the horribly negative, terrible situations going on in life if people understood things in greater detail.
How does your theological background come into play with all with these ideas? Do you think these are theological and religious or even spiritual issues as much as they are practical ones?
They are. I could go to Scripture and find Scriptures for each of these, but these really apply to everyone. You know, so you can look at society as a whole, whether, you know, whatever religious belief they are or not. These apply to everyone, you know, but I can relate them to scriptures, but that's not how I totally think it applies to everyone, you know.
I want to
respect.
I want to get into talking about it because that really intrigues me, the theological side of things. Before we get into that, how much of the bullying and the disrespect and the aggression, how much of that falls under the category of what doesn't kill you makes you stronger? And how much of And how does it lead to a more resilient and a stronger population or individual when people can deal with those kinds of things?
I don't think so. You know, you hear stories of children being bullied. There was one girl recently, she took her own life. It was been in the news, teenage girl. Not everybody can deal with this, but what has to occur is that we teach these character traits. And, you know, if parents knew that this kind of thing was going on, they could use that bullying situation to teach their children how to react in situations like that. Mm. It's not just get through it and be stronger. It's how do you handle that situation? How do you react to it? What do you do in those situations? And I don't think in our society they were having enough discussions with our children, you know, like good family dinner time discussions where kids can open up and say, you know, hey, I was in a bullying situation. Somebody's really picking on me at school. And where the parents can say, okay, that's not a person who's showing respect. We want you to show respect, but this is what you do in a situation where someone is not showing you respect. And parents need to guide their children to tell them, this is what we expect of you, and this is how you should handle situations, and give them that guidance.
Well, I like how you said parents, because sometimes I wonder, and I want to know what you think about this, is this the kind of thing the state should be doing through public education, or is it more the kind of thing that parents should be doing? And is it a problem when we put that kind of role on the government when it should be the kind of thing that you learn at home?
I think putting roles like this upon the government isn't working. You know, we see stories every day of schools, you know, telling the children about gender identity and they can make changes in their lives and never tell their parents. It isn't, they're not showing respect. They're not showing being trustworthy. But this also has to come from the parents guiding the children in what they want them to do and the children knowing what their parental expectations are. And that can't be done by the state because it varies from family to family.
So you say, there's a really cool quote you have in your book from Dr. Rob Thompson, the goal of all learning is action, not knowledge. So
yes.
What we're talking about here is knowledge, or even maybe wisdom, you could say. How does action, how do you take those ideas and things like respect and honor, and how do you turn them from concepts and ideas and teachings or learnings into action? How do you make them practical?
You do need to make them practical. And parents and grandparents need to, I believe, step up and be like a life coach or a mentor, whichever one
like that
speaks to you. You know, I used to think that coaches were like for sports, and yeah. I realized as an adult, no, we need coaches.
Life is a
that.
Sport. Life is a performance event, athletic event in a way, isn't it?
You're right, Ben. It really is. And these things are actionable. So we need to take action. And whether we're talking about a character trait or a life skill, like, you know, time management or problem solving, these require action. So it's not just talking to the child and saying, this is how you manage your time. Let's keep this calendar and you fill in everything on these different dates for what your activities are. No, you get the calendar and you sit down with the kid and you fill it out and you sit there with your child and you do it. And children learn by watching their parents and the adults in their life. Yeah. And so it's more than just saying this is how you do it. It's more than just teaching them how to do it. The adults need to do it themselves. And when the children see the adults doing it, they will learn how to do that themselves. And that's where I think we have a lot of gaps in the world today. And it's not that it's the parents' fault. It's just this is how life has become. And it's so busy and we've gotten away from some of these things. But it's time to bring this back to help the young people in this world be able to be more successful.
Do you think parents today of the kids who are like in their, you know, youth, say between 0 and 16 or 17, tend to be millennials? Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Would you say that millennial parenting, the millennial upbringing affected the millennial parenting in a negative way or in a positive way?
Well, the millennials were they're in an interesting spot. It was a period of great change. And they went from, you know, seeing their parents, like in my generation, there were a lot of, you know, moms that stayed at home. And that really, really changed in the millennial world. It became very fast-paced. Electronics came into play. And things were very different for them. So trying to reach back to what they saw in their parents or grandparents and what they did and relate it into today can be really difficult because things have changed quite a bit. But what they can do is reach back to their parents and grandparents and ask for help and have the grandparents, you know, be able to help teach some of these things from a perspective that they knew because they lived it.
All right, so if people are interested in what you have to say, you have an online course called Wisdom Decisions. Tell us a little bit about that and how people can engage in the online course.
Sure. It's an online course on my website, which is drchris.co, like you mentioned, not .com. And there's a link there that says webinar, and you can take a webinar that explains what the course is, or there is a link for the course. And that course is $497. But if you, any of your audience would like to reach out to me through email, I'll give them a coupon code that they can use for half price on that for $250. And what this course really is 8 sessions in which the adults and the child or children watch an online video and 4 topics on character traits and 4 topics on life skills. And then there's a worksheet that they can work through the rest of that week. And once they take a course, they remain, you know, they have, you know, access to that. It's not going to go away at the end of, you know, 8 weeks. It's just there for them. The idea is a lot of parents don't know how to do this. They might get the idea, well, this is a good thing and we need to do this, but they don't know where to begin. So it's a guiding process. And then in my book, I list 250 character traits and 50 life skills. So once they learn how to do this and how to have the dialogue with their children and how to find, you know, the tools that they need, then they can continue on and do it for themselves. And this could apply to, like, you know, a child's, you know, group, or it could be, you know, the parents. It really applies in many, many applications.
Doc,
but I think it was...
Doc, we're out of time. We're out of time. Thanks so much for being on The Bright Side, Dr. Van Horn. You're welcome. Teach Your Children Timeless Truths. Website, drchris.co. That's it for now. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side, friends. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular week. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Bye for now.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's BrightsideBen.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.